Bruchim Haboim. Today we'll be'ezus Hashem begin Masechta Moed Katan with the first Perek Mashkin Beis Hashlachin, and we'll learn Daf Beis. Some of the topics we will learn about today include Chol HaMoed, the intermediate days of Yom Tov. Rashi explains, Ein Atzurin B'chol Malacha. The Torah does not forbid all Malacha. Rather, Loi Masur Akasuv Ela Lachachamim Loi Malach Ezoi Malacha Asura B'chol Shalmoed VeEzoi Muteres. The Torah left it for the Chachamim to decide which malachas are forbidden and which are permitted, and malachas sheyesh by hefsid im einoi oisa oisa hitira chachamim, which is also known as dover ha'aved. They permitted work to be done to prevent the loss. Mashkin ba'moed u'bashvias, regarding watering a field on Chol HaMoed and on Shemitah. The Mishnah differentiates between beis hashlachin, a field that usually needs to be irrigated because the rainwater is not enough for it, and beis habal, a field that usually subsists on rainwater, and mayan sheyotza betchila or mayan shelo yotza betchila, whether one is using a new spring or one that is already in use. Hamashka mayim lizroim b'Shabbos. If someone waters seeds on Shabbos, masrinon mishum choyresh or mishum zoyreya, does he transgress choyresh, plowing, or zoyreya, planting? Hamakayim klayim, the prohibition against maintaining a growth of klayim, a forbidden mixture of produce. Shviyas bezman hazeh, whether the prohibitions of Shemitah nowadays are only midrabanan. Avos u'toldos, whether toldos, subcategories of the malachos, which are also forbidden on Shabbos, are permitted during Shemitah.